Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, was sagt das Wach im Perigid Aleph, Mischne Zayin, echad she bishel boi ve echad she eir le teicher aseach. Makes no difference whether he cooked the carbon in it. Again, we're talking about the metal vessel. Echad she bishel boi, whether someone cooked something in it, ve echad she eir le teicher aseach, whether someone poured, let's say, a hot liquid into it from a pot in which a carbon was cooked. And when you pour like a hot soup, a hot stew, a hot chont, from a pot into another pot, it causes some of that hot liquid to be absorbed into the second pot. Zaktabat tenura, we dashen from the pasik, that even the blia makes the second pot as if the carbon was cooked in it. And it also has to be kashered in the azara. Zaktabat weiter, echad kotshe kodeshim, echad kodeshim kalim, makes a difference whether the carbon that was cooked was from the class of Kodshei Kodeshim, like a Chattis or an Asham. Yechad Kodeshim Kalim, whether it was in the class of Kodeshim Kalim, like a Shlamim or a Karban Pesach, in all these cases, to Unan, it is required that the pot goes through Merika Ushtifa. Again, Merika means like a kashering, a kind of cleansing that takes out what's inside, and then the rinsing. Now, the Pasik really says it only in regard to a Chattis. But the Batanur explains to us that we dash and that it applies to other kachim as well. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon holds, no, Kadashim Kalim Einan to Unamirika Shtifa. If we're talking about a Shlomim or a Pesach that was cooked in a pot, you don't have to kasher it. Now, let's get a little bit more technical. Rabbi Shimon says you do have to kasher the pot. What do you mean? Just tell me you don't have to. You don't have to kasher it with the strict halacha of Mirika and Shtifa that we're going to learn about. But if you want to use it again, you have to kasher it the way you would have to kasher anything where there's something inside which is not kosher. Kachem is not kosher, and the answer is yes, because after the deadline it turns into nicer. So even Rav Shimon knows you have to have the regular kashering. You don't have to have the more strict Merika Shtifa. Okay, so what's the difference between the strict Merika Shtifa kashering and the regular kashering? Well, first of all, it says about the nerd has to be in water. It can't be in wine, or in wine that was watered down. And if you only cooked in part of the keli, you have to do merika shtifa on the whole keli. The merika has to be done with hot water, then it has to be a rinsing with cold water. Kachay kalim, according to the Tanakhama, same thing. According to Rav Shimon, no, the regular halachis of Hagol. It could be even with wine, watered down wine, that's hot. Only Hagol on the mokim habishal, not necessarily on the whole keli. You don't need the rinsing with the cold water. Now, don't learn from here how to kasher. You shouldn't be kashering with hot water anyway on your own. Could be we have some of these chumres by the regular kashering. But Medina de Gemara, it's a different kind of kashering, says Rav Shimon. You don't need the more strict kind of kashering. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says like this. Im bishel by mitchilas regal. If he cooked karbanis in this pot at the beginning of the yamtiv, when there were a lot of carbon shlamims and the pots were constantly being used, yivashel by es kol regal. You can keep cooking it for the entire yamtiv. You don't have to kasher it in between or rinse it. Why? Because each day's cooking pulls out whatever absorptions there are from the previous day. How do you kasher? Let's see, you fill it up with boiling hot water, so the absorptions go into the water. But as you're cooking with it, the absorptions from the previous day, shlamim, goes into the new cooking. And it's not nicer yet. And on day number three, when you cook, the shlamim from the second day goes into that one. So as long as you're constantly cooking it, or cooking with the pot, rather, there's never a time when it remains inside the pot long enough to become nicer. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham Aimrim Adzman Achila. What does it mean, Adzman Achila? So Matanura explains like this. From whenever you finish cooking the first carbon, you can use it until the end of the Zman Achila. So if you shech the shlamim, you have that day, the night, and the next day. When that day is over, the second day, you have to do the Merika Shtifa. I hear you're constantly cooking, and we just explained that it gets kashered on its own. Yeah, but we're scared that if you're not going to do the Merika Shtifa then, even during the year, well, you don't have one shlamim after the other. People will also not do the Merika Shtifa then. Now the Mishnah explains, what does it mean, Merika Shtifa? Merika means kemerika sakais, like mamish, cleaning out as best as possible a kais. Pulling out the absorptions, ushtifa kashtifa zakais, and rinsing like rinsing a cup. What's Misha telling me? What do you mean, like a kais? Kais over here means like a kais of wine. Which kais of wine? The kais shel bracha that you do birchas hamazon on. The cup that you do birchas hamazon on has to be cleaned inside and out. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas. So the Mishnah explains merika means the cleaning of the inside of the pot, and the rinsing means the outside. Furthermore, merika, the inside, is bechamin, hot water. Shtifa, the rinsing afterwards, betzayin is with cold water. Some are not gairus the word chamin, and you read the Mishnah like this. Merika ushtifa betzayin. Besides, for the hot water inside, afterwards you need cold water both on the inside and on the outside. That's if you're not gairus the word bechamin. Vaitra says the Mishnah, v'hashvud v'haskala. Shvud is like a long pole that's used to cook things with. V'haskala is a grill. Magilon bechamin. You have to kasha them in hot water, and then you have to rinse them in cold water. The chiddush being, you don't have to burn it directly on the fire. Normally we say if an issa goes in through fire, you have to torch it, you have to get it out through fire. But over here, for reasons that the Gemara discusses, it's not necessary. So quickly chazring over a Mishnah Zayin, whether he cooked the carbon in the metal pot or poured something hot from a pot in which a carbon was cooked into this pot, whether it's kodesh kodeshim or kodesh kalim, it requires merika or shtifa. Merika is the extra level of kashering and then rinsing. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon says kodeshim kalim would only require the regular hagala. Rabbi Tarfin's shita is that if you cooked karbonis in this pot at the beginning of the yomtiv, when the shlamim offerings are so many, you're constantly cooking it, and you're cooking with it throughout the yomtiv, he never has to really kasher it, because each day's cooking does its own kashering. Whatever's left over from the pot comes into the new food. But the Chachamim say that when the end of the time of eating comes, of the first carbon, no, you have to do merika shtif. And then the Mishnah told us, what is merika? It's kemerika sakois, meaning to say, like the koishel bracha, from the inside and from the outside. So he said there was an issue of whether you're goyrus the word bechamin over here. So some say first you have to kasher it with hot water from the inside, then rinse it, both from the inside and the outside. And some say the Mishnah is only referring to after you kasher it with hot water from the inside, that you have to rinse it with cold water, both from the inside and the outside. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that the spit or the grill that are used to roast karbonis, it's enough to kasher them in hot water, then to rinse them in cold water, you don't have to torch it on the fire. Now, normally, in regard to regular kashering, if the iser came in through fire, you have to torch it. But over here, in regard to the problem of nicer, again, for reasons that the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah explains, it's enough to kasher it in hot water.